Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, welcome to today, October 25th, 2017. This is Conscious Cool Chic Radio, and every week we talk about the astrology and energies of the week ahead. And here we are, the last week of October, and wow, we're really moving through a year and a time of deep change. We're going to talk about that today as we have more energies in Scorpio, and we have a building up to the third and final Saturn in Sagittarius squaring Chiron in Pisces. So we're really moving through this, it's a period of deep change that you're ready for. And I want to really hit that home. You are ready for this. So we're going to talk about that. A few housekeeping notes. For those of you who listen live, thank you so much for making the time to fit this into your schedule. As I mentioned last week, I have pushed back the live time, the live broadcast, because my son needs to nap later in the afternoon. And if he's around when I'm doing the show, it's just a bit stressful for me, and I don't want to bring that to the program. Plus, he's a Leo, and as soon as he knows my energy is elsewhere, well, you know he's trying to get my attention even more. So it just seemed like more of a win-win to do the live broadcast a little later in the afternoon. So that will be happening now going forward. Thank you for your understanding, and of course, thank you for making time to listen to this show. I appreciate all of you who listen to it, and I've never taken that for granted. I just want this information to really support you and bring you understanding, you know, because that really calms our hearts and calms our minds. So the sun is now in Scorpio as of October 23rd, which was Monday, just a few days ago. Jupiter is in Scorpio and Mercury is in Scorpio. Scorpio energy requires us to go in, to go deep, to go under the earth. The opposite sign of Scorpio is Taurus. And Taurus is all about the earth. It's the trees, the plants, it's everything above ground. That's Taurus. Scorpio is everything underneath the ground, everything in the earth, you know, where you dig in and you dig deeper to find more information, to get to the heart of a feeling, to go into your subconscious, the dark night of the soul, the shadow energies. And the purpose of Scorpio, the power, is in making all of this unconsciousness conscious. It's taking it from the dark and putting it into the light. It's moving these programs, conditionings, and patterns that we have from out of our blind spots to right in front of us. And so that level of transformation is really up right now. And it shows up in all kinds of ways. Now, in your natal astrology chart, wherever Scorpio energy is for you is where this stuff is being unearthed, coming up. And it's meant to help us step more into our power, but it isn't, if you know how that works, it's messy, it can be intense, you can find yourself in power struggles with other people, you can feel an emotional instability, an emotional purge within yourself. Scorpio is intense. It takes us into those places. You know, we go there. We see the parts of us that we don't want to take forward anymore. You could see parts of yourself that you just don't like. And it's usually those lower vibe energies. It can be a jealousy, it can be manipulation, it can be an emotional thing, it can be angst, it can be deep fears. It's all those things that we don't maybe want to carry anymore. And so Scorpio gives us the opportunity to say, I want this to feel powerful. I want to really own all of my energy. I want to heal all this. And so that's really the push that we're getting right now. And I'll tell you, it's sort of a whether you like it or not push. I get the image right now of like someone just grabbing your wrist and saying, we're doing this, we're going there. That's what it is. And so This is important because Jupiter is going to be in Scorpio for the next 13 months, pushing us in to growth, understanding, meaning around more of who we are underneath the surface. If you've been doing your work, as I know many of you have for years, you're going to find yourself teaching this to people. The student becomes the teacher because there's more people who are coming through, coming in, who are looking for understanding and meaning. So it's like you've been reading these books and you've been studying and you've been, you know, working with energies and doing your healing. Well, now you're going to find yourself in conversations with people who are new to this world. And they're going to be ready for your guidance or tips or insights. So keep that in mind, that over the next 13 months, you might be really surprised the conversations you have with people around the soul growth, the transformation, the have you talked to a counselor about this? Are you ready for some, you know, going into what this means more? On a related note, I started a new podcast. It's called Business and Books with Molly McCord, where I talk about, guess what? Business and books for anyone who is entrepreneur, healer, you're a guide, you're a teacher, you're a business person, you're an author. And I talk about different, you know, topics that are important for us, but I go deeper into them for you. So I've just done two shows this week. One is about integrity and how we have to fortify ourselves with integrity and what that means and how that changes and how that shows up in business. And then another show I just did, because I just got the message from my guides to do this show now, is about a entrepreneur named Brian who came into some deeper truths about his relationship with his mom through his business, and how his business is his teacher, and how his business was the trigger for the stuff with his mom that he didn't realize was going on, because it was all under the surface. All of this is part of this Jupiter and Scorpio theme, where we go in deeper to get knowledge, wisdom, understanding, so that it doesn't control us unconsciously. So this new podcast, you can get it wherever, you know, you listen to the show, Business and Books with Molly McCord, and you don't have to be an entrepreneur or an author to benefit from it. I share with you a lot of stories from either my clients or people I've worked with in the past, and also give business development tips, marketing, you know, all kinds of stuff to support more people who are building their passion and putting a lot of effort into their work in the world. So that coincides with the Scorpio energy of understanding the meaning and what's going on and how we can stay in our power. Now, coming up on October 26th and 27th, the Sun in Scorpio is going to make a conjunction to Jupiter in Scorpio, which amplifies this energy at 3 degrees of Scorpio. So in your chart at 3 degrees of Scorpio is this giant light of consciousness lighting up your chart. Now, it's happening for everybody, but it's important to know where it's happening for you to make the most of the energy, to be ready for it, and to work with it intentionally. This only happens once every year when the Sun and Jupiter make a conjunction. And it only happens once every 12 years when it's in Scorpio. So, again, that is Thursday and Friday. Whatever you have going on Thursday and Friday, keep an eye on good news, financial matters, negotiations, things that you do with other people, business matters, interactions, ways that you share, ways that you're supporting other people or they're supporting you. Anything that Scorpio ruled is going to be really big. And we're meant to benefit from it with Jupiter there. So it's like you get a new statement about your investments, right? And you have a bigger interest rate than you realized. You made more money than you thought. It's just a beneficial day in general. And so if you can make the most of it, you'll just feel that energy come in. Now, we also have Mercury in Scorpio right now, and this is where we become investigators. We research, and we think about, and we talk about our truth and what matters to us, and if someone is being truthful, and how it feels, how their words feel. Mercury's words in Scorpio is our deeper intuitive feelings about something. So keep an eye on that as Mercury journeys through Scorpio. And it's like trusting your, is there something more under the surface here? What else are they not saying? Mercury stays in Scorpio until November 6th. So we've got a few more weeks of doing the research, digging in, going there. These are where you have those really, you know, the deeper conversations with your friends, and you don't want to be, you know, superficial. You want to really get to the heart of something so that you can take it forward. And, you know, it's also where we see more of our stuff, you know, where we need to heal, where we feel deep emotional wounds or angst or fears. You know, we go into those parts of ourselves that we maybe don't always visit, but they get triggered right now with the Mercury in Scorpio so that we can work with it and we can see it. So three planets in Scorpio as we finish off the month. And then when we go into later on November, Venus, she will sashay on into Scorpio. But for now, she's keeping things lively, lovely, and light in Libra. Venus loves being in Libra. She feels feminine and pretty, and she wants to do good with other people, and she wants to enjoy socializing and enjoy her friends and just, you know, have that sense of, I have good people around me. That's really what Venus and Libra brings up for us, are the people in your lives and how they, you know, the reciprocity, and if these relationships are healthy, if they are easy, if you can, you know, have those shared values. Because that's really what Venus is about too, is how we, what we value, and the people who also reflect those values back to us. Now, that being said, I have to give you a heads up that this weekend, Venus is going to be squaring Pluto. And so that is something in a relationship being revealed. That is something around money. That is, it's more intense. The relationship gets more intense. There can be a disagreement. There can be a power struggle. There can be a sense of we're not on the same page. This is happening at 17 degrees. 17 degrees of Libra is where Venus is, and 17 degrees of Capricorn is where Pluto is. So keep an eye on that this weekend, that the conversations or something that you have with other people could turn where you realize more of what's happening for them under the surface and what they're really feeling, because the square with Pluto is intense. It's not light. Like Venus and Libra wants to be light. No. Pluto comes in and says, okay, you got to quit the bullshit and get to what is really happening here underneath. And so it's also a revelation energy. So keep that in mind. That's this weekend. And then also we have Mars newly entered into Libra, which really isn't his best placement. It's actually known as being he's in his detriment. And how that works is Mars, his home sign, his home energy is Aries. And Libra is the opposite sign of Aries. And so that's why he's known as being in his detriment, because he's the furthest away from his home energy. And so in Aries, he wants to take action and go out there on the field, you know, get moving. He wants to be impulsive and charge and be the leader and pioneer it. Well, here in Libra, he has to sit down at the diplomatic table and negotiate and talk and check in on his relationships and watch his words and make sure that he is seeing both sides of a story, which he doesn't want to see, and he doesn't really want to take the time. He wants to do. Mars is our desire. Mars is the part of us that goes for what we want. So in Libra, we might not know what we want. We go back and forth and pros and cons and this and that. It can be quite indecisive. And it can also be paralyzing. I mean, Mars in Libra feels paralyzed because he can't make everyone happy, but he thinks he should. So we do that dance. And he's going to be in Libra for 2 months. That's typically how long he stays in a sign. He'll be in Libra until December 10th when he goes into Scorpio. And he likes being in Scorpio because he can really get things done and get to it. But in Libra, we kind of have ourselves feeling like we're at a yellow light. Slow down, slow down, no green light. It's not a red light. You know, you can do some things, but you'll just feel, okay, there's a bit of a yellow light here, a bit of that sense of I need to be on pause, or at least make sure that my decisions and the actions I take are well considered and well weighed. Let's see, another thing I just want to go into now, looking at the time here, is this big deal with Saturn in Sagittarius squaring Chiron in Pisces. This is the third and final time these two are meeting up. And we had it, the first square was back in December of 2016. The second time was in April of this year. And now we have the third interaction at 24 degrees. Saturn in Sagittarius is 24 degrees. Chiron in Pisces is 24 degrees. And this energy is actually building as of now because Saturn is now at 24 degrees. Chiron will be in 24 degrees on, looks like it's Friday, Saturday. And so they make this exact square November 2nd. That's next week. And so, but they're already in play. It's already happening. Like they're already in the same room, feeling the tension with each other. And this energy is one of the signatures of this year because there's that one thing that hurts in your heart. And you know what it is because it's a wound and it's required healing. And there's a part of you that's like, do I have to keep working on this? Like, when is this going to be over? This hurts my heart. It's a deeper soul wound. It's a spiritual wound, meaning it's something from a previous lifetime. And what I'm talking about specifically is this Chiron in Pisces energy. And it's saying to you, this. Like, you can't look away from it because it keeps bringing your your focus back to the wound. It's like you have a wound on your thigh and someone keeps poking at it. You're like, oh, it hurts. Would you stop poking at it? But the universe is like, it's right here, right here. This needs your attention, darling. It's meant to be loving because it's in Pisces. It's meant to be kind, but you can't turn away from it. And you know what it is. And it's that thing that's just felt probably ongoing. And maybe it's been paralyzing. It's felt really, it's made you feel weak and vulnerable, and it's where you've been crying about. You've been crying about this. So, by the way, good news, that means a lot of us have been crying about our wounds. And it's the sense of you're healing it for many lifetimes. That's really what we're doing in this incarnation anyways, as we're doing such deep work because we have more consciousness on the planet than ever before, that we're healing things through lifetimes, and it feels that big, you know? And so Chiron in Pisces at 24 degrees in your chart right now is tapping on that wound, and it feels sensitive, it feels vulnerable, and you're just like, when will this stop? Well, here's the good news. So much of this has been healed more than you think. I'm getting the image right now of the three layers of skin. And I don't know the names of the three layers of skin, but you know how there's the top layer of our skin, and then there's a second layer, then the deeper third layer. the image I'm getting is that every time Saturn and Chiron have squared, we've healed one layer of that skin. So you've already worked with two layers of it, and now it's the third and final layer. For some people, it's the deepest layer they're healing, and for some people, it's the top surface level that they're healing. But I'm getting that image, three layers of skin. And, you know, that's really how our bodies heal. You know, when you get a deep cut, you know that it just takes longer for that deeper lash, that deeper section for the skin to heal. It just takes time. And so that's what Saturn does. Saturn is timing. The cycles of time, our daily life, the physical world, the stuff, you know, you can only do so much in a day. That's Saturn. You can only make it go so fast. That's Saturn. You know, a bone only heals so fast. That's Saturn. So the Saturn and Sagittarius energy is reminding you, don't give up hope as time passes. Bring the hope with you. Take the faith with you. Don't give up. Keep trusting that wound is going to heal. Oh my gosh, I feel like I'm going to cry. So I know that there's some of you, you just really need to hear that. Don't leave the hope behind, okay? It's about actually, oh, this is cool. I'm getting the image of you take the hope and you're embedding it in those three layers of skin. And you take that faith, and it's like the faith is like stitching it up, right? It's stitching up that wound. And you take those deeper layers of trust and you just pat it all with trust and you douse it in trust and you're like, I'm not giving up on this. I know this is coming together for me. I know this is healing in the best and highest possible ways now. That's what's going on. And if you're exhausted, yeah, it's exhausting. So take good care of yourself because you're healing at deeper levels. It's okay to have the tears. It's okay to have the fears. It's okay to have all that. But you also feel that it gets stronger because you know not to let go of the value of this healing, the meaning, the fact that it's really about still looking at what do you believe in. And I know for many of you, it's love. Okay, now I'm hearing it's for all of us, for everybody. It's love. Don't give up on love. Keep that hope high there. And, you know, Saturn will bring us down to our knees and make us feel like we're not doing enough or we can't do it. And it's a timing. It's a timing cycle here of, well, you have to heal this wound first for the greater love to come in. And it will come in. And it's going to come in. Because when we do the work, which is Saturn, when we do this work, we get the rewards of it. Whether that's, you know, that recognition or that sense of self or that personal integrity, personal dignity. When we do that work and know that there's no shortcuts, we also get the glory, if you will, of the rewards. So we're really moving through this sense of healing those deeper love wounds and making sure that we haven't given up hope, we haven't lost faith, we haven't stopped trusting. Those would be the areas to focus on right now, is the sense of, okay, maybe this didn't come together. This didn't happen yet. This fell through. This fell apart. And it's because we're healing at the deeper levels. And in order for something to really take shape and to have form and to have structure, which is Saturn, we have to heal it energetically, which is the Chiron in Pisces. So we're healing things across all life, many lifetimes, of where we have felt despair, where we felt like a victim, where we have felt powerless, where we felt like a loser, where we felt like things didn't work out, where we gave our power away. We're healing that so that And Saturn's forcing it. I mean, you just can't get around it. And I know, and so I guess for perspective, just don't feel like you're supposed to get around it. You're not. You're supposed to go really through this, and that's the only way to proceed. And so this third visit here, which is building now until November 2nd, it could feel like you need to sleep more, that you're just more physically tired, that you're just doing a lot of work in other realms, in your sleep, in your auric field, in the 5D, other places. It's just that sense of, it can feel otherworldly as well. So that's what our, that's really, again, where our focus is supposed to be, especially if you have planets at 24 degrees. If you have planets at 24 degrees of Pisces, Gemini, Virgo, and Sagittarius, it's going to feel heavier. If you have planets at 24 degrees of Aries or Leo, you could feel like the structure is there, like things are lining up and connecting a bit more. So there's different ways it's showing up for everybody, and some of you might not be feeling it at all, or as much, I should say, because you don't have, this isn't working with you as intensely. So enjoy that too, but know that the collective is healing a lot of love wounds, and that's really about looking at how we're connecting with source energy and how much we're trusting and believing in ourselves and in God, angels, spirit guides, ascended masters, spirit, whoever you talk to, whoever you're connected to. That's really where you're also repairing these wounds and healing on a deeper level with trust, faith, and belief. So, you know, not small work, not easy work, but serious, you know, good quality work, like really good stuff that will pay off in the years to come. So think long term, which is what Saturn wants us to do anyways, is to think more long term. Is it might not be immediate, but it's coming. It might not be next week that you see anything changing, but the work you've done now is going to pay off in the time to come. So allow that to sustain you, to fortify you, to just bring in more of that understanding about the long-term perspective and that this is a shift for the rest of your life. You know, it's meant to heal this so that you can go forward and feel more love in all areas of your life. So that alone is worth it. So yes, one of the main themes of this year has been this healing love theme, and then, of course, we're really in it this last week of October into November. And it's also the completion phase of it. So know that that is also in the works. We just have a little bit of time left here. And just want to let you know, too, the North Node in Leo is now at 20 degrees. So he's moving along, and that's going to work with any planets you might have at 20 degrees. We still have a lot of fire energy in the sky. North Node in Leo, Saturn in Sagittarius, Uranus in Aries, they're still dancing together. So there's still a lot of energy, a movement of get it going, get it started, and allow that to sustain you. The motivation, the inspiration, the trusting yourself, that's still really highlighted right now. So, my friends, thank you so much for joining me. I will see you next week. And remember to check out my other podcast, Business and Books, where we talk about more things that are happening in those areas of our lives. But I really hope that that helps you get some more understanding and answers, too. Thank you so much. I wish you a beautiful end of October. I'm grateful for you, and I will talk with you soon. Take good care. Bye-bye.